It's Grand Ole Opry time.
Starring Red Foley.
In the heart of Dixon, Alabama, there's a place we love called Birmingham. Everybody starts rocking and shoving their feet when the bass starts playing that solid beat. Everybody's dancing and jumping too when the music starts rocking. Nobody's blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound. A boogie and a jump we'll call the Birmingham Bound. If you like your music going into the bar, I know a way to make it best before. If the beat gets you moving and you need a good start, let everybody dance to a steel guitar. Everybody's dancing and jumping too when the music starts rocking. Nobody's blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound. A boogie and a jump are called the Birmingham Bounce. Yeah. Hot up, fine and sweet. If it's down in Dixie, brother, it's got that beat. We don't have the moon or even a star, but here's that guitar going eight to the bar, Miss Martin. Now everybody's dancing and jumping too when the music starts rocking. Nobody's blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound. A boogie and a jump called the Birmingham Bounce. Come down south and you want a good time, just come to the Grand Ole Opry when you're feeling fine. Now that's all it takes to have a happy time. Let's all dance together and have a wonderful time. Now everybody's dancing, jumping, doing when the music starts rocking. Nobody's blue. Fun little rhythm with a solid sound. A boogie and a jump called the Birmingham Bounce.
Settle back for a good time, folks, because you're going to see and hear Rob Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, Claude Sharp's Old Hickory Singers, the Jordanaires, and the entire cast of Grand Ole Opry.
Yes, sir, and this evening we've got a very famous folk singing visitor who don't come to see us nearly often enough, Merle Travis. Yes, sir.
Oh, gosh, Ed. Well, Jack, we better get started if we want to get everything in.
Well, what'd you say, Grant?
I don't think we better get started here.
Yes, sir, I sure do. And what's a better way to blow the lid off than with the windy wag from Hohenwald, Tennessee, Rod Brasfield.
Well, by then, thank you, man. I appreciate that music, I'm telling you. Mr. Foley, tonight my nerves is as frazzled as Uncle Sipe's red flannel union suit at the end of a hard winter. I'm telling you the truth. Last week I had to go out and buy 30,000 roaches, 7 million ants, and a bushel and a half of termites.
Now, wait a minute, Rod. Why in the world did you have to go out and buy all them insects?
Well, Mr. Foley, I moved to a new place,
yeah.
See? And my old place that I had, the lease said that I had to leave the old place just like it was when I found it. Howdy, friend. Well, by now, it ain't so hot tonight, is it? Sort of cool. That rain cools things off, didn't it? Red, I've got me a new gal. She's named Miss Silly May Snapbustle.
Silly May Snapbustle.
You know Silly May, don't you?
Yeah, I remember Silly May, but I thought you wasn't going to talk about her tonight.
Well, she's... Yeah, but not much. You know what I mean. She set her cap for me, Red. And because I know she has, because the other night, she put one of them strapless, backless evening gowns on. You know what I mean? You should have seen her. In fact, if I hadn't looked close, I wouldn't have seen her. Well, sir, Red, she was a showing off for her evening gown, see? She was showing off for her evening dress, sir, and she says to me, says, Rodney, do you believe a that you can tell a girl's character by the dress she wears?
Yeah.
And I says, Flitter, no, silly me. I know that you've got more character than that. Hey, Red.
What?
There's a fella just like tickling the fool out of me while I go downtown, dear.
Yeah.
I was downtown acting just like a human being, just messing around. And I was standing on the corner of Church Street up here, and the fella walked up to me, and me and him got talking, see?
Yeah.
And he said he was on his vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Said he was going to the Grand Ole Opry, and then he was going to New York on his vacation.
What's so funny about that?
I says to him, I says, well, are you going by Buffalo? And he says, no, I'm going by train. That just kills me to see the good of that. Mr. Foley?
Yes.
I don't feel very good tonight.
What seems to be ailing your arm?
My right arm is just a killing me.
What's wrong?
I like to broke it today. I just nearly broke that old right arm there. It just feels like it's got rheumatism in.
Mm-hmm.
I was helping my Uncle Sipe. You know, he down there in Hornwall, he's got a sheep farm.
Yeah.
Raises sheep, and he was driving a herd of sheep down to the depot to ship them from the depot, and I was helping him, and right in the middle of Main Street, I was helping him there drive his sheep, and I tried to make a U-turn. You know, speaking of Hornwall, Mr. Foley, we had a funny thing happen down there in Hornwall last week. We got an old lady down there named Mandy Johnson.
Yeah.
And she's got a whole house full of young'uns. Oh, Flitter, I don't know how many she has got. And last week, she and her husband had a quartet born to them. Four of them. Quadruplets.
Quadruplets, yeah.
Yeah. And she named them Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and Eliza.
Why Eliza?
She didn't want no more.
Here's Merle Travis and his guitar and John Henry. Let's hear it.
Okay, Red, it's the deal. When John Henry was a little bitty boy, sitting on his mammy's knee, he reached out his hand, picked up a piece of steel, said, this hammer gonna be the death lord of me. This hammer gonna be the death lord of me. Then when John Henry was a pretty good size, no bigger than the palm of your hand, his mammy looked down at John Henry and said, old Johnny gonna be a steel driving man, lord, lord, John Henry gonna be a steel driving man. Now John Henry hammered on the mountainside, I guess you're gonna call me a liar. But he hit the mountain so awful hard, his hammer, it caught on the fire, lord, lord, his hammer, well, it caught on fire. Then the captain, he said to John Henry, said, I believe the mountain's caving in. John Henry, he looked at the captain and said, that ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind, lord, lord, ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind. Henry in the graveyard, and they laid him down in the sand, and every time a freight train would by, they'd say, there lays that steel driving man, lord, lord, now there lays that steel driving man.
Now folks, here are the Jordanaires, and their spiritual for tonight is one that you're all bound to remember, called Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. Oh.
Joshua, 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 Joshua.
Joseph is the better on
Jericho,
around Jericho,
around Jericho. Oh, Joseph is the better on Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Good morning, brother, pray tell me where you're bound. Pray tell me what you're doing on this enchanted road.
That morning,
Joseph is the better on Jericho,
around Jericho,
around Jericho. Oh, Joseph is the better on Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
You may talk about the men of Gideon, you may talk about old King Saul, but there's nothing like good old Joshua and the battle of Jericho.
Up to
the
Lord, Lord Jericho,
oh,
he
marched
in battle hand.
Oh, Lord,
oh, Lord,
oh, Lord,
oh, Joshua,
oh, Lord,
the battle
oh, Lord,
of Lord.
That morning,
Joshua made the battle around Jericho,
around Jericho,
around Jericho. Oh, Joshua made the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Then the lamb ran, she blows, began to blow, the trumpets begin to sound. Oh, Joshua commanded the people to shout, and the walls come tumbling down.
I keep telling you,
Joshua made the battle around Jericho,
around Jericho,
around Jericho.
Oh,
Joshua made the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Joshua, 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 Joshua.
And the walls come tumbling down.
Down, down, down,
Jericho.
Well, sir, whenever you hear that accordion starting up in the background, you know that it's time for a little Sunday singing here on Saturday night. Our hymn for tonight is one that I'm sure you're all familiar with, called The Unclouded Day.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky.
Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise.
Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
They tell me of a home where my friends have gone. Oh, they tell me of that land far away, where the tree of life in eternal bloom sheds its fragrance through the unclouded day.
Oh, the land of cloudless. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky.
Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise.
Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
Thanks a lot, friends. Thank you very much. Say, Grant.
Well, here's a song Grandpa used to cut a caper or two with, sung by Claude Sharp and the Old Hickory Singers, called Oh, You Great Big Beautiful Dog.
Hi, won't you hear? Just an apple like me, come over here. Get some toast up to my side. My heart's a fire with love desire. In my arms, rest complete. Never thought the life could ever be so sweet. But I met you some time ago. But now you know I love you so. Beautiful dog, you great big beautiful dog. Let me put my arms about you. I could never live without you. Oh, you
beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. If you ever leave me, how my heart will ache. I want to hug you, but I fear you break. Oh, 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 you beautiful doll. Beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. Let me put my arms around you. I can never live without you. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. If you ever leave me, how my heart will ache. I want to hug you, but I feel you break. Oh, 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 you beautiful doll.
Fine. Well, hey, Merle Travis, are you having a little fun here with us tonight, buddy?
Boy, I don't know when I've had so much fun, Red. It's sure great.
Well, tell me this. Is there anything else we can get to make you feel more at home or anything
well,
like that?
Now, there's just one thing, Red, and if she's arrived from Grander Switch by now, I'd sure like to have to come out here and let us meet her.
Well, we know just who you mean, Merle, and here she is.
Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! Just proud to be here. Well, how do y'all like this stylish dress I got on? Thank you. It just come out of the attic. Sister wanted me to get one of them low-cut dresses that ain't got even no shoulder straps on to it. Uncle Nabob calls them hobo dresses because they ain't got no visible means of support.
Say, Minnie Pearl, could I ask you a question?
You sure could, Merle Travis.
Well, now look, you've had quite a bit of experience in the art of loving and courting, ain't you?
Well, I'll admit that I've had quite a few fellas on the go. Trouble is, they kept on going.
Well, anyway, here's the question I'd like to ask you, Minnie. Do you think a certain girl would give me a kiss if I asked her for one?
I sure do. I'm certain for sure you'd get a kiss if you asked me. Well, I'm all ears. I said I'm all ears.
Yeah, but they don't show so bad with your hair done that way.
Well, that'd be a shame. Well, it was a good try anyway. But I don't need to worry as long as I've got my feller, Hezzy. That there's his name, is Hezzy. When I first started to keep in company with Hezzy, he was too shy to even ask me to kiss him or even try to kiss me. But he ain't that way now. He's got so he'll steal a kiss if I just tuck her up and whistle for the dog. He sure is a sucker for a pucker. Well, see, I tell you, me and sister, we went over to Kentucky Lake last Thursday and ooh, they got the handsomest lifeguard over there. Ooh, he was took up with sister and me. Especially me. He even wanted to rescue me from the water. He did. I was there with him and sister, and he turned to me and he says, "Listen, why don't you go jump in the lake?" But I reckon y'all want to know what's been going on down in Grinder Switch. Well, the Scrub Markham celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. I said to Uncle Nabob, I said, "Ain't it nice to think it's possible for a woman to live with the same man for 50 years? And Uncle Nabob says, "What do you mean, possible? After the first 25 years, he ain't the same man." Well, to though me and sister, we always have a big time together. I'm telling you right now that I'll never forget one time me and sister, we was coming to town on a train, and all of a sudden, it was a long time ago, I remember it so just as well as if it was yesterday, and there was a fella got on the back of the coach, and he had a black handkerchief around his face, and he couldn't see the lower part of his face, probably was black, and he had a gun in his hand, and he says, "I'm going to rob all the men and kiss all the women." That is what he said, "I'm going to rob all the men and kiss all the women." And sister, she stood up and said, "No, you can't kiss all the women." And I said, "Sit down, sister, you heard him." Sit down, sister.
Well, it's not goodbye at all, Rodney, but hello here to Merle Travis once more. And his guitar with a little encore. And Merle, what do you got for us this time, buddy?
Well, sing a little song called "When My Baby Does Her Double Talk to Me," Red.
Double, fumble, tall, fall. Here we go.
Okay, rail fed.
When my
my baby does her double talk to me. Then I get just as happy as I can be. Every time I hold her hand, we're in another land with a language only we can understand. And when I see the love light shining in her eyes, lighten up my private paradise. Then I say, honey, do you love me true? She says, well, daddy, don't you know I do? When my baby does her double talk to me. Now when my bale baby does her double talk to me, you'll see. Then the gill fit just fusses how happy as I can be, you'll see. Every time I'm a whole folder half, and we're elf in another laugh fan. With a little finger joe from the wheel, peeking all the thunder style fan. And when I seek a deed, the luck of a lockadite, shockadine and in a rockadine. And a lockadite and up my prockadivate paradise. Then I say, honey, do you love me true? She says, a-doodica-doodica-doodica-doodica-doo. When my baby does her double talk to me.
Well, sir, I think we got about time here for me to do one chorus of a little song here that we recorded not too long ago. It's called Church Music. Boys, give me a little introduction, will you? Somebody pulled the plug out there, so...
I heard church music when I met you. Church music in my heart. Heard the organ music play when you said there'd come a day that we'd never be apart. Dreamed of you all in white beside me, with shoes, rice, and even tears. But you're wearing on your hand someone else's wedding band, with church music ringing in my ears.
All hands up and dance to the middle. Everybody keep time with the fiddle. First couple out, now you're gone. Swing that girl with the red dress on. Girls in the middle, boys to the wall. Meet your partner, hi you all. Hurry up, boys, don't be late. Swing that girl like a hinge on a gate. Two by two, four by four. Couple up in the middle of the floor. Four by four and eight by eight. Hurry up, boys, and don't be late. Bird in the cage, now you're gone. Swing the girl with the red dress on. Bird fly out and the crow hop in, now your partner gone again.
My
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Thank you.